Hey guys, so it's been quite a while since I've been able to get back to you. A huge reason for that is me and my family moving over here into a different city. And on top of that, me having my second baby girl in March. So now I got two baby girls and they're super close in age now. So that's really fun, taking care of a toddler on top of a really small and I'm sitting in my living room, so my husband's gonna say some dumbass shit just to be himself for a minute. Anyway, okay, so something I'm gonna talk about is a little bit more on the deeper side of things, because oh my god. Okay, so something I keep seeing a lot of people dealing with right now, and I mean, believe me, it's a huge amount of people. It's like I deal with it, everybody deals with it all the time, is like people in the craft who keep falling out of it because of their depression or their mental illness of anything like anxiety or anything like that. And lately I've seen a lot of people coming to ask for help, because a lot of witches have actually realized that, hey, we have these healing abilities, let's use them to try to heal others. And that's totally fine. It's great to be able to heal others, but you need to be able to learn to have a difference of healing others versus healing yourself. And the craft itself has actually helped me, and it's helped me immensely, because I can tell you right now that even just a year ago or 2 years ago, that I would have been in a much lesser state. And I mean, a large amount of people that I know can tell you exactly the same thing. But this is more of a message to those who are younger, either younger in the craft trying to find themselves, or younger in general, in age or anything like that. It's okay to be dealing with what you're dealing with right now. And just because that you're dealing with it does not mean that you're any lesser of a person, and it doesn't mean that you're any lesser of a witch because of you not being able, like, let's say that you're so depressed that you're having a hard time getting out of bed in the morning, and you're having a hard time having time for your rituals or anything like that, or you're upset about the fact that maybe you're in a bad place financially, so you can't go get any tools that you see everybody else having, like tarot cards and stuff like that. And that shit is expensive. There's no reason for you to have to do that. There's no reason for you to have to use your money to worship nature, because nature is all around you. There's no really reason for that. Like, divination tools and stuff is just a tool. There's no reason to go out and put your money into all this stuff. And then books, for example, I mean, you don't have to have every single book. You can. It's great. It's totally great to be able to have a library. And I am definitely all for having as much knowledge as possible, because not enough people can go out and just read every single book. But you need to be able to look at your resources around you without falling too deep into the internet resources. For example, I have definitely fallen victim to a lot of people who post a lot of bullshit, and you don't want to keep looking and finding the same thing. For example, a super controversial topic that I keep seeing is familiars and stuff. Oh my gosh, I see it all the time about familiars. And whether or not it can be a pet or whatever. All I'm saying is look it up. Let me get back. back to what I was talking about for a minute. If you are dealing with any kind of issues that are very deep and need more than just a little bit of spiritual cleansing or anything like that, try to refrain from going to people online. I've actually recently had an encounter with somebody who was really young, and I totally understand it because I dealt with all of this before. I'm not going to go into the details because sometimes that can trigger people, and honestly, I don't want to go into it for my own personal reasons. But it's not okay to continue going online and asking people for help when you need to go get the actual professional help from other people. Yes, we are spiritual people. Yes, there are a lot of us on here who are healers and stuff, and we actually allow people to seek us out for any kind of, just a little spiritual boost, if you will. But when people keep coming on these platforms, especially really young people, I mean like kids who are still in school, when you keep coming on there and you keep asking people, and you have to understand that you're draining them so hard, because most healers are also empaths, and empaths can legitimately feel literally everything that you feel. So if you're sitting there and you're telling them everything that you're dealing with, they most likely are sitting there dealing with everything that you are dealing with at the same time. And most healers have also been through shit. Like, I've been through shit. Most of the people I know have been through shit. It's hard to find anybody who hasn't, in general. But you have to understand that we can't sit here and hold your hand all the time. And yes, people do care about you. We really do care. We really don't want anything bad to happen to you at all. But we're also not professionals, and we can also slip back so easily into the state that we once were in. And that state is very much likely the state that you are in currently. There's a reason why therapists have their own therapists. Because they're sitting there and they're listening to this all the time. And as an empath, I've actually, as a healer in general, whatever, I've received countless messages almost all the time, sometimes daily. It just really depends on the month. Like, I don't know what it is. I just do. Of people that I don't know, of people that I barely know, that will just instantly pour everything out and just tell me everything that they're dealing with. And I want to say that that's not always it's not always a problem. But what becomes a problem is when my mental health is at stake for it. And I know that sounds super selfish, but sometimes you have to be selfish. And I just want everyone who's a healer to understand that you have to be able to take a break. And I know that you feel like you have to help these people, and you have to figure out their problems and try to keep them from doing something drastic, or keep them from doing anything that's going to, you know, just be super, super, I don't know, I guess the only word that I can find is drastic here. But it's a huge problem for us to deal with. We have to counsel ourselves. We have to, cleanse our emotions of everything that's been clouding them. And, you know, if you need to take a break, because it's not fair to you, it's not fair to your family, and it's not fair to anyone else around you for you to keep being dragged back down to where you once were just to continue helping others. That's not to say that you shouldn't help others, because, you know, if that's your gift, that's your gift. And I totally understand that it is super hard to say no to people, because that's how I am. I'm very much like, hey, you're asking me to stay up till 3 a.m. to keep talking to you? Yeah. But I've also learned to come out of it, and you need to be able to draw yourself back down and ground yourself, because otherwise you're going to start slipping. And that's definitely not good. I know that I've caught myself slipping quite a few times due to trying so hard to help others. And it's difficult, because you have to find the balance between being okay with it, being open to others, and being able to shut them out whenever it becomes overbearing. And sometimes that can be super strenuous on you to shut them out. But honestly, there's no other way. I mean, you have your families, you know, you have everything else around you, like your children. Your children are soaking in all those energies that you're putting out. Just think about how it is when you're receiving the energies from people that are talking about drastic things. You don't want your children to start feeling that too. That is just absolutely not okay. So you have to take yourself back and, I don't know, do a bath ritual or something like that. But I just want you guys to know that you're not alone, and you need to be able to allow yourself to heal instead of always completely healing others, because you're important too.